Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Yeah, I mean, organizationally, we need a glossary, you know, when we're going to use any phrase, mental toughness. If we're actually going to say mental toughness, organizationally, it's important that we're all thinking the same thing. It means the same thing to us. Now, you know, it's possible that you can have different views of that, but within the tent of the team, when we use that word, we're going to use our glossary definition of that word so that we're all clear what it means. And as an example, just to kind of bring that home, you know, we would say mental toughness is an ability. You know, you're not born with it. You know, it's a skill. It's like any other thing that we work on over time and we acquire. And we say it's the ability to focus on the next most important thing. Now just think about that. So when do you have to access mental toughness? Well, when things are pear-shaped, when they're bad, when things aren't going well. No one has to access mental toughness when everything's going great, right? And when things are going bad, our ability to go to the next most important thing, to not live in what just happened, not to worry about what it's going to mean in the future or later on, but just go, what is the next most important thing and how do I put my focus and my energy on the next most important thing? It's a great discipline, a great skill. Now, we believe that organizationally. And when we say mental toughness, that's what we're talking about. And so it becomes imperative that we have that glossary, because if we went around the room, I mean, there's 55 boys in the team, right? If we went around the room and said, what's the definition of mental toughness day one, and no one had been a part of this, I mean, we'd get 20 guys in, we'd have 20 different answers, and they'd all be valid to a certain degree. It becomes really important, I think, that organizationally, that you actually put some stuff down on paper, you write it down, and you play with it over time, and you let it marinate, and you share it with others, and you get their input. So at some point, we know what we're talking about. And this is true also beyond a glossary. It's true in, you know, what analysis do we use, right? I get a big kick out of, you know, I mean, the media a lot has decided what our analysis is in so many sports, as opposed to the coach deciding that this is what I want to measure, this is what I want to focus on, because I believe this is the key to success in a given event, in a given sport. And that becomes proprietary, right? I mean, that becomes proprietary to a team. So we have to know what are those things that we believe is really important, and we have to stat those things. I mean, I work with a couple of basketball coaches, and I get a kick out of it, right? So if the ball bounces off the rim and some guy gets it flat-footed, it's called a rebound. It hits the stat sheet as a rebound. Meanwhile, some guy goes up in the paint with some big guy on his back, and they go up once, twice. On the third time with a guy hanging over him, he gets the rebound. I go, what's that called? And I call it a rebound. I'm going, that makes no sense, right? Those are two different acts. They ought to have different. So if you want guys to actually, you know, get whatever you want to call that thing, with those contested, really hard moments in sport, then call it something different, stat it, and celebrate. It's amazing the effect that would have on the team.
This is from the episode with Jack Clark, the Cal head rugby coach. One of our favorite episodes that we've done. He just had a ton of great insight into leadership and building team culture.